Okay, let's just go ahead and relax. Just allow the body to relax as much as it wants to. Don't push it. Don't pull it. In this meditation, instead of identifying with the body, I'd like for you to identify with the space that surrounds the body. I want you to identify with the space that surrounds the body and everything else. If we were looking for just one thing that holds everything, we only have to look at this space that you are. And now I want you to consciously be that space. And let's go ahead and enter the body through the nostrils. So enter the body through the nostrils and feel the interior of your head begin to light up as it does. As you take this sacred breath that you are into the nostrils, into the bloodstream of the body. Come on down the throat and light that up. Come into the lungs and light them up. Now move throughout the torso and light the torso up like a bowl of light. Then come on down through the groin and light that up. Down into the legs, to the knees, to the calves, to the ankles, lighting everything up as you go. Go ahead and move on into the feet, into the toes. The foot has more bones in it than any other part of the body, and let's light them all up. Now let's come back up through the legs, the back of the legs. Come up through the buttocks, to the spine. Light everything up. Come up the spine like Kundalini and light it up. Rise. Rise to the brain and spread throughout the brain, throughout the mind, throughout the eyes. And now notice that you can feel this light. The light carries with it perhaps a little humming, or it shows up as tingling, perhaps as electricity. However it shows up for you, notice that the right side of the chest, to the right of the body's heart, that there's another heart. And this is the heart of you. Notice that it's shining more brightly than the rest of the body, that the vibration is higher here. Identify with this feeling of this vibration, of this tingling, of this humming. Because this is the sense of being. The awake space carries with it the miracle of a sense that I am. There's the knowing and there's the feeling. There's the knowing, yes, I am. And there's the feeling, yes, I am. And we call this knowing feeling the sense of being. Rest with this sense of being. Notice that it is throughout the body, that it permeates every cell. And then notice that it does not stop at the body. Light up your skin. Light up the body's skin as you pass through it. Now light up the space that you are. Feel yourself radiate. Feel the present aliveness. Feel the sense of being. Know that you are. Now breathe the body. Feel the body moving inside of you. Feel the body moving inside of you as the chest swells and then pulls back. It swells and contracts. In the absence of this sense of being, this body is not only worthless, it's a liability. In your absence, we call this body a cadaver. In your presence, we call it a human being. This human being is not separate from anything, because there is no separation here. You are this space that surrounds all objects. We're focusing on this one, but you surround all of these objects. You are oneness. You are wholeness, having the experience of partness. You're experiencing yourself as being a part of you instead of all of you by being, pretending to be, by identifying with this human being. The beautiful thing is that with this identification, you come to be able to know yourself objectively. When you believe that you are just the part, you look at the whole and you fall in love, unaware that you are falling in love with yourself. You fall in love with being itself. You are the sense of being, and you fall in love with the sense of being. This is how there is only love. It's just the love that you have for yourself. But it is deep and broad and grand. Now I want you to move outward, and I want you to light up the sky. I want you to light up the world. I want you to light up all of space. Recognize that inherent aliveness and know that you are the sense of being.